Welcome to the Ether. Today is Saturday, November 27th, 2021. This Twitter space was hosted by NF Terra for the NF Terra Hackathon, featuring TeFi and a whole bunch of cool people from a bunch of cool projects. Let's take a listen.
Right, let's kick things off. So, welcome back, everyone. This is our second rendition of NF Terra. We have decided to call these sessions NF Terra Chatter. And we will be covering a number of topics each week during the hackathon. And after the hackathon, we are looking to hold these bi-weekly, as a little get-together for anyone who's interested in NFTs and Terra. So with us today, we're joined by Star Terra, Angel Protocol, and unfortunately, Pylon haven't been able to join us, but they might be able to join halfway through. Wujin has left me with some rather lovely comments and some questions, which we can go through at a later date. So if we could start off just by going around the table and if everyone could introduce themselves and just give a little background as to what they do, that'd be most appreciated. Karma, if you would like to kick things off.
Yeah, hello everybody. I am Karma. I'm part of the team at Galactic Punks, where I am known for writing messages longer than Discord settings will allow and for long monologues, but I shall control myself today. In between, I'm responsible for design and community management, and I would love to hear and chat with you today.
Hello, everyone. I'm Mike from Angel Protocol, one of the many voices behind our Twitter. I also help out with marketing, community, partnerships, and work with a lot of the NFT projects that are devoting a portion of their proceeds to charity. So very excited to talk with, all the teams out there listening in today, and can't wait to be helpful for all the new charitable projects coming out.
And my name is David. I am the CMO of Star Terra. As long as we don't have any people who don't know what that is, I'll still tell you guys it's a gamified launchpad on the Terra ecosystem. And we're also going to be incorporating NFTs very soon. So excited to chat.
All right. Great stuff. I think I missed my spot. I don't know why I'm a speaker because I'm a listener today. But my name is Luke, also known as Jolly. I also work with the Galactic Punks as a moderator and doing lots of creative stuff like the comic. But I'm also a dev. I'm not a smart contracts dev, however. And I've decided to join the hackathon because I thought it'd be like a cool way to kind of get involved, with the kind of that side of coding, which I want to move into anyway.
Great. Cheers, everyone. To kick things off, I've got a couple of talking points to go over in today's session. So I'd quite like to kick things off by discussing how NFTs can interact with TeFi. Obviously, a great person to have on here would have been Wujin from Pylon, and we've seen that they have got NFT staking pools at the moment, which is just one side of TeFi. But I'd be quite interested to hear exactly how NFTs are going to interact with your Star Terra platform, David.
Yeah, well, they're going to be a big part of our platform. They're going to have beautiful graphics, but not only beautiful graphics, they're going to have utility, which is going to be part of the scoring system and give people an advantage in gaining allocations and potential allocation sizes. So I don't want to divulge too much about it. However, we also do launch protocols that are NFT-based. So we have a few coming up here very soon.
I was hoping for a little bit of alpha, but if you can't share anything with us, then that's fine.
Yeah, I'll share something down the line, but right now we'll keep it as a cliffhanger for later.
Yeah, that's completely fine. Mike, I was wondering if you had anything to add with that. Maybe not what Angel is doing now, but in the future in terms of how NFTs can interact with TeeFi. Obviously, I know that a number of NFT projects are donating to Angel Protocol, which is absolutely amazing to see the community joining in and donating to charity. And I was wondering if there's anything that you guys can think of that would be able to help you work towards, you know, an easier system to be able to promote.
Yeah, so I mean, the design space for NFTs is, you know, constantly expanding, and so I think we've seen it on other chains like ETH, where they have, you know, proof of attendance tokens, other things like Lavana Protocol, where, you know, it helps your leverage, I guess, if you have a dragon. So things like that, where NFTs kind of help boost what the protocol's main mission is all about, is going to be really cool to see. And, you know, I hope there's some teams out there working on it where, you know, the NFT is an integral part of the protocol itself. You know, as for Angel, we could, you know, kind of go ahead and think about, you know, the proof of attendance or proof of donation NFTs, where, you know, NFTs are then now badges of honor to show that you've, you know, donated to a certain cause or charity. There's going to be multiple different use cases in terms of NFT. And I'm not going to share any alpha here today on that, but something will be coming out very soon where I guess that flow through of, you know, actions being rewarded with NFTs will be shown very, very soon.
Awesome. Cheers, Mike. Once again, I was hoping for some looser lips, but if you can't share anything, then that's all good. Whilst we have a minute, are there any projects from the hackathon currently in the chat? If you'd like to ask any questions either to us, the NFTerra team, or any of our guest speakers, feel free to request to speak and you can take the floor and talk about your project or ask questions.
While we wait, I just want to say this is my first Twitter Spaces chat and I'm liking it. So raise your hands, people. Yeah. Raise your hands, give us some questions so that we can help you out and answer them.
So it looks like Dancero, one of the teams in the hackathon, have just joined us to speak. If you guys could maybe give us an idea as to what the project is you're building, and if you have any questions, feel free to ask them.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Can everyone hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Awesome. We are a Latin American-based dance community. We've been running for about 4 years in real world project. Large scale goal of what we're trying to do is bring DeFi to Latin America, to unbanked, and around the world, basically. But small scale, what we're trying to do is use dance, which is something that we love and obviously our community loves, as a bit of a Trojan horse to get people in. So using an activity they already participate in. What we do right now is we work out of Colombia, South America, four different cities, over 100 instructors, and we connect travelers with dance instructors throughout the country. And Latin America, obviously being huge hotbed for different types of dance. That's been, you know, we've serviced about over 10,000 students over the past couple of years. We have a profitable project running. And what we want to do with the NFTs is launch a platform whereby owners of the NFTs are either, if they are dance enthusiasts, able to utilize them for a bunch of different access and utility. First thing on our roadmap is to purchase some land in a metaverse locally and then start offering online courses through the metaverse. We have a whole bunch of a big video library as well that we'll provide access to NFT owners. So anyone that owns the NFT will get pretty immediate utility out of what we've already built and have in existence. And then down the line, we'll utilize that for people who aren't maybe the big dance enthusiasts to be able to stake or rent those NFTs. So we're very interested in platforms that are building out rental capabilities for NFTs. So basically you can use it as a form of, you know, your ownership becomes then a form of income for people that are involved as the community grows. Pre-pandemic, we were starting our expansion into Mexico, and then that got put on hold at that time. But you can imagine the scale and the possibilities of moving from city to city. So we're planning our initial launch for Medellin, Colombia, and then we'll be expanding out city by city from there with subsequent launches of NFTs, each with increasing utility and capabilities. So some of the other questions we're very interested in are around the different metaverse platforms that we might engage, partner, or interact with, and the interoperability between them. And then also the ability to stake and rent NFTs for their utility and access capabilities. So maybe someone can speak to that a little bit.
I think before we speak on that, I would like to say that I've always wanted to learn bachata. And so having real-world use cases for NFTs is an amazing idea. I love it.
Thank you. Yeah, we have about 100 online tutorial videos for bachata. More coming soon, some couple stuff that our content team is filming right now. And then obviously the real world stuff. And we want to bring the community to Colombia, to whichever city or country they might end up owning an NFT from. Have some utilities whereby we bring them to intensive boot camps, to fun parties and classes and events, and then work with the artists and the dancers as well for shows within the metaverse and in real life. Things like that. So those are some of the promotional sort of opportunities we foresee.
Nice. I'll be taking some bachata classes in Colombia with you then at some point. And count me in.
I hope so. Anyone have any experience on the rental side or knowledge of sort of how that works? I know it's pretty new. There's some different platforms that are starting to do it. I've seen Gary Vee with VCon planning to allow rentals for basically someone to continue to hold their NFT but rent out the access utility. Anyone worked with that?
Well, that would be a great feature because I need to rent a Galactic Punk so I can get to your party at in Miami here next week. So I'm looking for someone to rent me their Galactic Punk. That's all I need right now.
I have a punk, so I'll rent it to you.
Okay, awesome. In terms of being able to rent and loan your NFTs, I think it's an idea that's going to quite rapidly expand just because of when you start seeing the utilities such as Angel Protocol talked about Levana. Mike, you mentioned Levana, how having that gives you better leverage, right? So now you can then go take that and you can rent that to someone who might really need it, right? And then being able to make money passively from that is an amazing idea.
I know someone who has some ideas around that. Unfortunately, they haven't been able to join us today, but that is Prism. They are obviously looking to introduce their protocol, which will be splitting the utility of Luna. But they also have a couple of ideas behind how we could utilize NFTs for both yield farming and then also a separate utility. Obviously, I can't speak on much of that today because I'm not too savvy to the ideas that they have. But if anyone has the opportunity to speak to the team behind Prism, I'd highly recommend it. They have some brilliant ideas to bring to the table.
We are also concentrated on the utilities, obviously, within existing protocols that are being brought in and protocols accepting NFTs and interweaving them into their existing structures. But I think the lending of NFTs is particularly interesting, even if we just boil NFTs down to only art. Because imagine, as soon as we have metaverse galleries and we can actually start launching metaverse like gallery and art shows, it will be incredibly exciting to actually hold art, which can then be exchanged or even loaned out to other collectors for a small fee. So in a way, it will help artists as well, because collectors will then be able to swap between each other, but also have this additional income of maybe giving NFTs out on loan, basically the way that modern museums work. A huge part of income of modern museums comes from like loaning fees, and I see this in the metaverse as well at some point, just as an add-on, as an addition to the utilities.
Also, you're looking at advertising, right? Obviously, I'm a marketer, so for me, looking at it from that perspective, being able to loan out maybe a Galactic Punk to an advertising agency who's then going to use that as part of their commercials or part of their ads, I think that is an additional kind of use case which we're going to start seeing quite fairly soon, especially within the art sector, because obviously the NFTs that I'm more used to and I'm kind of pushing for are the ones that are utilitarian. I love the art stuff. I don't really have that much invested in the art NFTs. I'm shameful to say that. But yeah, using it, like you said, having art galleries, having being able to use it in advertising, I mean, it just opens up the world to these holders.
Definitely. And then just to tie this all together with your second question about, you know, metaverse space where you could, you know, have a potential dance studio. I think Terra Office World is exactly trying to provide that, where you can, you know, grab some land, you know, create your own dance studio and have your token holders, you know, be able to lend out the token for people who want to come in and, you know, try to learn, you know, the salsa or any other of these amazing dances you have, you know, available. So that would be, you know, kind of just conjoining all of those ideas together. Where, you know, you have tokens that could be lent out for people to use. You have a metaverse where they could all come together, you know, in their community and, you know, learn together. So, no, I definitely love this idea of being able to loan and then also being able to come together in the metaverse to do so. And, you know, I have very slow feet, so you'll see me in the dance studio as well.
Going back to Doncero's question, in terms of metaverses that I can think of, we do have Lunaverse, which are currently building. I believe they've dropped some video content on that platform. So I'd recommend speaking to them or reaching out to them.
Yeah, I have Lunaverse, I have Zepeto, and I have Terra World as three that I've identified. So if anyone has contacts or knows someone that's involved in those projects or how we might best approach them, those would be much appreciated. And in any others, I've heard Prism and potentially Office World now, just taking that down. And yeah, both of myself and my co-founder are proud Galactic Punk owners. We've been in the crypto space for a while and building this project for a while. And we're really excited that we have this idea to merge the two. And one of the big pain points for us historically has been, obviously, you know, good percent, 95% of our students are international, traveling through Colombia. And payments processing has been a huge headache, from accepting, you know, trying to accept bank transfers and credit card from different countries and PayPal and this and next thing. So there's, you know, there's obviously the Stripes and the Wises of the world that we've attempted to use. And then, you know, we do accept crypto now and have had seen an uptake this year in the use of crypto acceptance. And, you know, we want to build out a dApp around the whole thing. So then we're bringing the instructors as well into sort of Web 3.0 DeFi and allow them to earn their money in crypto and stake that for savings. Because they're obviously, you know, one of the founding principles around this was to improve the level of opportunity for some of these amazing, amazing dance instructors from Colombia and South America who, you know, were in, you know, starting in 2017, were working for literally just above peanuts. You know, professional world champion dance instructor, imagine working for teaching lessons for $3-$4 an hour. Right. And so we're looking at taking their ability to earn up, just like we've seen NFTs allow for artists around the world to bring their opportunity and their ability to earn, you know, through the roof, really, from anywhere in the world.
Nice. Slide into my DMs. I'll connect you with one of the teams.
Amazing. Thank you. Well, I'll let the floor open up to anyone else from one of the projects, maybe, or any questions about our project. Happy to answer here or in the DM.
Are you into the dancing business itself, or are you just an enthusiast, technology enthusiast, and you have connections into the dancing business?
So we have an existing project in Colombia. We offer dance classes across four cities. We have about 100, a little over 100 instructors who are part of our community. It's a community of independent instructors, so we don't employ them physically. You know, we're mostly tech and platform enthusiasts. So the a little bit cliche, but imagine an Uber of dance in Colombia. So we cater to travelers, mostly foreign travelers, who are there for a short period of time, maybe moving around, and we're able to connect them with a local instructor wherever they might be for a class, either at their home or at a studio that we partner with in whatever city they're in. So it's been a pretty cool model so far. It's profitable. It's been running for a couple of years. 2017 we started, and Obviously, the pandemic threw some pretty big wrenches into our operations, but we weathered that by pivoting in a variety of ways to online, to creating some content. So we have a fairly solid content library of online tutorials now. And we've seen travel start to pick back up over the last few months. So we're back to sort of, well, we're not back to where we were, say, 2019, but we're starting to see that volume pick back up. So we're trying to bring this community, you know, into the Web3 and the DeFi and the metaverse space, so we can expand outside of where we are physically limited to reach a broader audience, essentially, and provide some of the services and the advantages that crypto and DeFi will offer both to us as a platform and then to the instructors and students of the platform to be able to interact more just in a new way. Bring it to the metaverse, as we mentioned, we're big plans for our metaverse dance school, and you can imagine not only the content library being accessible, but then regular weekly classes, private one-on-one classes within the metaverse, thinking along the lines of, you know, there's some dance games through like an Oculus Rift or something like that. So imagine getting into a metaverse and meeting your instructor there, who could be a professional dancer in, you know, whatever dance style you can imagine, who now meets you in the metaverse and starts, you know, teaching you that way. And then we're still looking at real life in person, having benefits for our holders and our NFT holders, who, you know, have different levels of potential rarity, to bring them together in physical real world parties and learning opportunities and gatherings wherever their NFT, you know, different levels of utility that would allow them to travel to different places and take part in different activities within the platform.
Yeah, very interesting. I'm from Brazil, so we're kind of it's a dear and near for me,
for sure.
The Colombian people. But and also I'm connected to some to a big Brazilian dancing company, ballet company, contemporary. And what I understood is that the pandemic brought them more to the digital world, because before they were all on the tours and all that, and somehow they just saw themselves without jobs.
Absolutely.
And they accelerated their process because they're kind of young. I mean, the dancers, they're kind of young, so they didn't take too much for them to realize that they should come to online courses and all that. And the whole thing that you're saying about the AI and the metaverse, it makes sense for the dancers and for the dancing business. But if you're spread throughout any other niche, it suits the same. I mean, it's similar needs and all that. That's cool. If you guys don't mind, I have a question. I feel like I'm sitting down on my people's table as a lunatic. And I have a question. Maybe you guys can help me. Is it okay if we change the subject quickly, or shall we keep talking about where we were?
No, it's fine. You can ask a question.
Yes, thank you. Well, I have most of my Luna staked and regular staking and all that. And day by day, I feel more like I'm missing on something. And I would like to ask you guys about any, like, what strategy you guys have been using to take the most advantage of the whole DeFi's ecosystem in the using your Luna. I mean, most of my Luna, Anchor, and whatever else, I'm generally just doing the basic staking, and I would like to step forward and try something else. I would like to try some lending or some borrowing, you know. And I was wondering if you guys would like to share if anybody has a winning strategy that it's worth sharing.
I might be slightly biased. I personally think to the Galactic Punks validator, but obviously that's not financial advice.
I think what you're going to see is, yep, just to quickly answer your question, is even having the token staked, you get airdrops from different projects that are coming onto the Luna ecosystem. So potentially you're going to see NFT as well.
I'm delighted with that, by the way.
I think I can help you out with that, honestly. But before answering your question, I would like to knock on the topic that we were talking about before. I want to say like four things. First of all, Dancero, it's really nice to meet you. This is Crypto Dolphin. This is the first time I've seen another Colombian around in the Lunatic community. Honestly, I'm also Colombian. We should be like hook me up on DMs or something. I think we can work something out. In regards to like NFTs, to the NFTera work and all the potential utility that we can have with NFTs, I think like there's three major things, and one of them is actually royalties. We can start revolutionizing how royalties work for the artists and the music industry in particular. As a matter of a fact, I keep track of what all the big investors do. And Doquan like just invested in one new project called Royal. I think there's a lot of potential to change how royalties work for artists regarding NFTs and lending and how to do the value accrual on a Web 3.0 environment. The other thing that's one of the three things. Will the other thing that I do think that it's going to be a lot of potential is actually just crowdfunding. Just imagine like when you're going to buy a new apartment or something on a new building. Like, you know, everybody puts some money, the money is spent on making the building, and then all the different like values is spread across, and then you have a much bigger value over your initial investment. I think there's a lot. I'll give you the word, Trevor, just give me a second. So there's a lot of potential crowdfunding with NFTs. And lending NFTs as a whole, imagine a lot of people just a football club, let's say Real Madrid, right? Then you're all buying into the NFTs or whatnot for the stadium or the stadium tickets, and then said NFTs can be lent out as just like ticket passes for the whole season. And like everybody gets value around those NFTs, so that's something I do think there's a lot of potential. And the third aspect where I see a lot of potential with NFTs is all actually like metaverse stuff and just connecting everything. Like there's so much potential to rent or lend or do some kind of leasing. Leasing protocols or applications in the metaverse layer, and I think those three are like the big major utility we can get out of NFTs, especially so with the Terra ecosystem. And going back to your initial question, sorry I forgot the name, and I don't see you at the top anymore, but I think the easiest thing you can do is just having at least until Mars protocol is released, you can use all the different protocols, you know, so you can get some money, put it on Anchor, get some AUST, use that AUST to collateralize or lend yourself a position as a delta neutral trade on Mirror protocol, and just keep stacking your airdrops and putting them in, and just stacking them and stacking them and stacking and stacking them, and you can keep increasing your APY, right? So that way you can get, with little risk exposure, you can get sort of like a 40% or so like APY on what you're already doing, besides getting all the different airdrops and such. So for our Brazilian friend that was asking, I think that's the easiest way to, and risk the less risky way to like make money out of what you're doing with Terra. As well as participating in everything, and just keep getting like your airdrops and being part of the community. And yeah, that's all I wanted to say.
I just want to touch on something that you said right now, which is the use case, like, you know, in royalties, for instance, that might be one of them. But I think NFTs is contracts, right? As being able to create, for instance, a legal framework around an NFT, even making potential NFTs just themselves as legal contracts. I think it's going to be the biggest use case in the future that is not talked about, right? Where you're able to, for instance, as you mentioned, you can sign your royalties away for a specific period of time through that. I have a musician friend who, like, he put me onto that and saying, like, this is the future for him because he can now sell his music, gain royalties, and just, you know, own his own rights by using the NFT as a contract.
Well, let me jump in here since I did want to jump in here. Have you guys even looked at what we're doing with Tix? Because 3/4 of what you guys just highlighted is A, on the roadmap, and B, like, the first segment is already under development, and we're rolling that out in Miami like in a few days. So I'm very curious.
Oh, wow.
Have you taken a look at Tix? You can go to tix.money and take a look at it. Because we're doing NFT tickets for events, and event organizers or artists are A, going to be able to airdrop things like EPs, albums, really anything that can be stored as an NFT. So sky's the limit. It's not restricted just to those two media types, right? And you can set the royalties. What we're going to be able to do is upcoming. I can't really say exactly how we're going to do it yet. I mean, we've already figured out how to do it. But royalties are going to be attached to the NFT. So they follow you around from marketplace to marketplace. It's not going to be set by the marketplace. Currently, that's the standard. And that's how it is. It's a manual configuration on the back end, right? That won't be the case with this next generation of NFTs that we'll be rolling out. So that is coming. And it'll be recurring royalties as it kind of, you know, as the NFT gets moved around. The artist will get a split. Or really, however we configure the splitter, is what will end up happening. And in terms of crowdfunding is also on our roadmap. So again, I'd recommend checking out our light paper that we have published right now. All that stuff is covered. And our goal at Tix is to bring down the barrier to entry. Ideally, people are going to be able to get free tickets if they, like, over collateralize and, you know, that whole thing. And we're going to be offering different yield strategies. In order to allow people to get discounted or free tickets, ideally, and to offer more money, we're going to be able to guarantee more than 100% of their total ticket revenue through our platform to the organizers through our protocol. So,
cheers, Trevor. I just want to go back on something you said. You said that you'd be able to set royalties to the NFTs. So, if that's correct, that would get rid of the issue that we currently have where each project, which is holding a secondary market on a marketplace, they have to go there and set the royalties separately. Yep. So you're saying that you can set it on chain to constantly pay out those royalties to the correct artist?
Yeah, I'm not going to explain how we're doing it, but yes, that's essentially correct.
Oh, okay. I'm interested to learn more about that. So when there's any opportunity to do so, let me know.
Yeah. Yes, sounds absolutely brilliant. It's almost like smart contractifying the royalties. And I think in general, this is a brilliant point you all made about revolutionizing the income for artists. I mean, creating regular flow of royalties on digital assets, which have for such a long time gone unappreciated and, well, copy-pasted for free, makes it possible for many creative people to finally build their life around what they actually want to be doing. And even aside from singular artists, and like steering the conversation back to the TeFi integration a bit, I think NFTs have so much potential to gamify and change ways in which new protocols build audiences or even bootstrap and launch. Like, I'm just thinking right now about Levana and the Meteor Shower. It was something completely new. Some users were over the moon, some users were slightly confused. But either way, when we think about it, Levana raised millions without handing out any tokens whatsoever. And I think that's something that, you know, we we couldn't have possibly imagined maybe a couple of months ago before NFTs launched.
Karma, yeah, can you explain that a little more? I'm not familiar with the Meteor Shower.
Oh, so well, I have to admit, because like of the intense amount of work, I haven't participated in the shower myself. But my understanding was that there was like it was basically like a bootstrapping race where in hourly segments of time, you could contribute a particular amount of USD and you would be guaranteed, I think, a basic level NFT, which is a Meteor, and a particular amount of more rare Meteors, like I think Ancient and Legendary or something like this, would then be like raffled, or at least you had a chance to basically get a rare one. And this was sort of like reset every single hour, so you could participate every single hour for, I believe, like a very degen-friendly set of time. And basically the funds raised were then split between the artists and the protocol itself. So far, on the premise of these NFTs eventually having utility, but they don't yet. And still, Levana, you know, raised millions to bootstrap protocol. And I think it's just absolutely amazing. And I cannot wait to see how these will be, integrated in and included in the protocol. I just think it's like a completely new way to build your audience and raise funds.
Amazing. Yeah, that sounds great. Thank you.
I can see Contango sitting there patiently with their hand up.
Yes, thank you. I was quite patient. It's Josh from the Contango team here. Trevor, really excited about TIX. I've been speaking to a couple people on your team, and I'm really excited for the launch of Miami, so I'm happy to see you guys down there. Just want to say thank you to Jack, to Karma for co-hosting this, and from the Angel team, Pylon, Starterra teams for getting involved. These type of initiatives wouldn't be as successful as they are without, you know, volunteers stepping up. So thank you very much. I did have an interesting kind of like topic for discussion that I wanted to bring up. And really this is kind of more about the intersection of NFTs and TeFi. And if this has already been done, I apologize. Things have been quite busy, but I think this could be quite interesting, barring all the legal regulatory things. I think it might be interesting for an NFT project to, in the roadmap, basically put aside a percentage of the mint into Anchor Protocol. And for every holder, for as long as you hold that NFT and you don't sell it on the secondary market, you earn the yield from Anchor Protocol directly. And I know that we kind of at Terabots, we looked into potentially doing something similar, and it seemed like there was potentially some regulatory things that scared us away from doing it. But I think something like that rewards holders with, you know, general funds coming into their, you know, into their Terra wallet would be very interesting. Has anybody thought about doing this, or have people thought about doing this and it's just not possible? It would be great just kind of open up discussion on something like that if anyone had any ideas.
It's definitely an idea and a part of our roadmap, because we realized that, you know, we don't want to pigeonhole ourselves into only people that are interested in dance. And really, dance, you know, I consider a Trojan horse for us to bring people, you know, a niche community into DeFi. So the, you know, what we were definitely thinking of, it also helps the protocol. So thinking of taking definitely a percentage of earned funds from the mint into Anchor Protocol, you know, that was what we had considered, or similar. So there's a regular yield both for holders and a percentage of that going back to the project to continue development.
Yeah, that's, I feel like there's something here that can be done a little further. I know, like for the Terabots DAO, as we get that set up, we have, you know, all the DAO funds sitting in Anchor right now, just earning yield. But to create some type of smart contract that would, you know, directly pass that yield on to holders of the project for as long as they hold, and, you know, maybe it even kind of compounds the longer that they hold. I mean, obviously that's not very good for, you know, secondary revenue for some of these NFT projects, but, you know, looking at long-term floor prices of their NFTs, I think it probably would end up outweighing the, you know, reduced volume in the secondary market. I thought it'd be kind of cool just to talk a little bit more about that, you know, the true intersection of, you know, the DeFi protocols on Terra and how they can be truly integrated into NFTs. So I'm not sure if anyone has anything to say about that, but it could be interesting.
I know of a project that isn't necessarily Terra based. It's actually on Polygon. So excuse me if I offend anyone here, but it's called GogoCoin. And what they're doing is they're using NFT smart vaults where you are now generating a yield, for instance, on your whatever tokens you have through their protocol by using smart vaults. And that puts the custody of your tokens in your hand. And there's plenty of projects that are building, and I'm sure there's going to be something very similar on Terra soon. But what they're now have custody of your tokens, provide liquidity, for instance, maybe for a protocol by never having those tokens leave you. So your wallet. So you could potentially stake your tokens in your own wallet in an NFT smart vault and then earn a yield from a platform just by having that NFT contract, right? Whereas otherwise you would have to stake it on their protocol and those are pooled together. And then if you have to pool that together, well, that's going to be susceptible. You know, there's going to be bad actors that are going to try to get at that, right? That's why there's all these exploits and things happening is because these funds are pooled. Whereas with an NFT smart vault, you don't have that risk. So it's heading in that direction. And I think GogoCoin probably will also launch on Terra at some point.
I was just going to say, has anyone even consider this on Terra? Because if not, that sounds pretty incredible. There you go. There's some alpha for anyone out there listening, looking to build.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, I'm here from Minerva. I just also wanted to talk about this point with the yield. So first of all, for anyone who doesn't know us, I'm from Minerva. We are bringing real world assets to Terra. So we're starting off with wine and working with merchants all around the world to basically sell the wine on chain and make it already sellable even before the wine is drinkable. So that's one point of it. But the reason I wanted to talk about it is because when we sell the wine, at least that's our plan. So when we sell the wine or the merchant sells the wine on chain, most of the sale value will actually be locked in a yield vault. And this vault will then use Anchor or other stuff like maybe Nexus vaults with delta neutral strategies to generate yield. And of that generated yield, most of it will go to the merchant and some of it to the user, some of it to charity or insurance vaults. And yeah, that's pretty similar to the things talked about right now, I think. So yeah, we are locking pretty much 90% of the sale value in vaults.
Yeah, and so what people don't know is, especially with Minerva, what they're doing is you guys, when a merchant creates wine, for instance, right, that wine has to sit and age for a while.
Yeah, exactly.
So you guys are having that wine being sold before it ever touches a bottle, right, in that aging process, and then you're generating yield. So
yeah,
this is great for not only the merchants themselves, but also wine enthusiasts, where at the one point they're going to be able to burn their NFT to get that bottle of wine, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Or yield farm it, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Let's get some more questions going, guys. I have a question, actually. What do you guys think from the panel? What excites you most about NFTs right now?
I think what's exciting about NFTs is that we haven't even scratched the surface yet. In terms of functionality, we have PFPs, we have gamification, but we really, I honestly don't think we've really dug in far enough to understand what's capable with NFTs. I think in a year, we're going to be looking back at what we're doing now and going, how are we only doing that? So I'm very optimistic about NFTs and their use cases. I think we need to start thinking outside the box because I think we keep rehashing old ideas or things that we've done already. I can't wait for like the next gen of like big brains in here to like see what they're working on.
I think regarding NFTs, like as you say, it's one of the next steps, and I see it as just an evolution of the decentralization trend that we've been having in the past 15 years. So it's not only crypto, it's not only blockchain, it's not only Uber, it's not only Airbnb, it's not only Facebook. It's just a trend that has been going on. And I think NFTs are going to be the key to both a revolutionized ownership and add the composability aspect of the Web 3.0 to what we regard as ownership. But right now we're just adapting the models that we are used to from the Web 2.0 and the Web 1.0 that we are already used to, and just making it with NFTs because it's hot, because it's trendy, because whatever, right? But I do think there's going to be an important aspect of composability in ownership that's gonna be very important for the next step into the web, like how all the different ecosystems chains and the internet and the metaverse are gonna work together. How if you're a kid, if you're a small kid and you play Minecraft and then you go and play Roblox and then you go and play say something like Fortnite or whatever, like you can carry your own NFTs, your the ownership of what you have, the assets that you have. And I think that aspect that it's already kind of happening, it's going to be expanded upon in many more serious industries. But the more serious the industry, the bigger the industry, it's going to be the slower to adapt to something bigger. Because when you're big, you have troubles to adapt many people. But when you're small, you have all the advantage because you can adapt easily and faster, right? So I do think that it's we haven't seen anything yet. I do believe that there's a lot of potential in legal stuff. There's a lot of potential in exploitation rights or commercial rights. There's a lot of potential in royalties. There's a lot of potential in a lot of the inefficient business models and industries that haven't yet adapted even to the Web 1.0. And I want to bring music into that. Music artists, they're naturally going to be inclined for this because they're usually smaller. They usually have no ownership over their assets and what they do. And I think we are going to see a lot of interesting things happen in that industry before we see it in, say, in financial or law firms. But it's very interesting to think what can be done. Like how can we be add composability aspect to the ownership of your assets and whatever you want to do. Like imagine Uber for everything, right? And it's not like, yeah, Uber for parking. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's an idea that a lot of people have had. But imagine that with NFTs and lending NFTs and renting NFTs and crowdfunding for different projects. It's going to be very, very interesting, if you know what I mean. So it's just exciting to be in this space, and it's exciting to try to make the best of what the future can be. And, you know, the best way to predict the future is to actually make it yourself. So yeah, that's I wanted to say that because I think there's so much potential, so many things that we haven't even like touched upon, and the majority of the utility right now is just like dumb, like don't get me wrong, but it's just like dumb stuff, like not many things that can be done in other ways already, but it's opening the gates to evolution, to understanding ownership in a different way, and understanding composability of your assets in a different way.
That's exactly where we sit at the moment. Currently, NFTs are purely art-based and are there for art. The utility itself doesn't exist. We are creating it. And until we get to the point where we're seeing this utility becoming available to real-world use case scenarios, we're not going to see that evolution. So I think personally, for me, the next step in NFTs is going to be fractionalization. Once we have that, I can see real-world organizations onboarding with NFTs and utilizing them for, well, anything from invoices to shipping notes to literally anything you could think of.
Mr. Jack, I just want to follow up to Mr. Bond's comment. What's one of my most interested or excited for and what NFTs can potentially bring from a use case or utility? The thing that really got me into crypto was the idea of blockchain and the idea of, you know, DAOs and a potential in the future, a decentralized government, a one in which, you know, we don't really actually need politicians. Everyone can vote securely on a blockchain. And I think with NFTs, what they do is they bring this on-chain identity that allows people to do that. And that's why I'm really excited by what Galactic Punks is doing. And I don't want people to really understate what it is that they're trying to do with, you know, the DAO V2 and everyone getting a chance to vote on something by holding this NFT. But I think it could be very cool to see everyone in a country that automatically gets to mint their NFT through some KYC process. And then through the holding of that NFT and the on-chain identity that comes with it, you know, they get to vote on, you know, many things that can be proposed by people, you know, in that country. So for me, that's the end goal. That's why I got into crypto. And that's what I hope can come out of this, you know, call it 5 years down the line or something.
Carl, yeah. I can see your hands up there as well.
Oh, yeah. I was actually about to speak about a similar thing where, you know, Dave asked what we were most excited for in NFTs. And I wanted to arrive at a similar point like Contango. So I think that it's incredible the way of like social excitement and community building that we have seen in the past weeks on Terra. And I think Terra is, because we are so early and, you know, we are all playing in this sandbox, let's say, together right now with the NFTs. People are just having so much fun, are connecting in ways we probably couldn't over just tokens. Somehow NFTs are just so much more fun and so much more sociable than discussing the tokens that we hold. At least for me, and I think for a particular subset of users. So what I'm most excited about is the fact that we are right now trying to do it in quite a different way from other layer ones, where we are actively trying to incorporate this new element, these NFTs, into existing protocols. But going forward, we're also trying to make them work with each other. Like this interoperability within Terra has always been amazing. And I really love to see we are trying to continue doing that. And above all else, bringing back all back to, you know, Angel Protocol, for example, I don't know of any other blockchain where such a huge part of the, you know, cumulative NFT sales volume is being donated to charity. So even just that is something absolutely incredible and I think something to be very proud of.
Well, yeah, just adding to your point, Karma, with NFTs versus tokens, people are able to identify with a piece of art or a profile picture or whatever this NFT could be. Whereas with a token, it's something you hold and you at the end of the day, most people are in it for that profit. Whereas with NFTs, people appreciate art. I mean, at the moment, you know, there's many 10,000K NFT projects launching, and the market is becoming saturated. But even through that, people are finding that they can identify with these NFTs instead of just holding them for a profit in the future. And I think the next step for Terra is to start creating platforms or even onboarding real-world artists that are producing one-off pieces. It's just we need to move or start to move or even open up a new market away from what we have currently on Terra to be able to offer a different option of NFTs to people. And creating one-off pieces of art could be that next step. Luke, I can see you've put your hand up, and same with you, Dan Sarah.
All right. Yeah. I just wanted to say I've been kind of like, getting inspired a lot and sponging in as much info as I can here. I was just wondering, just because of what was being discussed, is there anyone on Terra kind of thinking of doing sort of like a metaverse live gig kind of a venue, you know? Because like my project, you know, it's called like a Cosmic Riffs, and it's basically sort of like generative audio NFT series, basically with like, you know, different traits, like, you know, chord progressions, melodies, etc. But it's just a start, you know. It's like a longer term project where I want to turn it into a DAO and like explore like, you know, future kind of endeavors. And I was thinking like, you know, if like an art gallery in the metaverse, or a dance studio could work, why not kind of like a gig venue, you know? Because one of the things I thought in mind was, you know, explore something along the lines of Spotify driven by Terra, where we could, you know, use maybe yields from Anchor to offer better incentives to the artist, but maybe also something like an artist launchpad, you know, where the community could vote, help with the marketing. So yeah, just wondering if there's anyone that explored the idea of
Sorry, Dancer, I know you have your hand up, but this is a project I was working on before I got roped into a bunch of other projects. Not that that was a bad thing. I'm very happy with what I'm doing. But we built something called the NF Teams Launchpad. It's currently getting rebranded. it's currently getting rebranded a little bit. But we brought in Lunar Loot's interns, some of our interns here, and then some other people as well that we're bringing in that know a lot about NFTs. It's called the NF Teams Launchpad. Like I said, again, I think they're changing the name to like NF Teams Strike Force or something fun like that, to serve as essentially a security and vetting layer over the community. So projects could apply to the Launchpad, whether, you know, you're just starting out, we could take you like start to finish, or if you're a project in the middle, let's say you don't have your roadmap done or you need marketing, all those kinds of services can be offered. But it's all community driven, so recruiting from the community. Kind of thing.
Cool.
To allow artists and creators to focus on creating quality content instead of worrying about when roadmap, when airdrop, when launch, all that stuff shouldn't be addressed by them. They should do what they're best at, which is creating quality content. So like I said, security and vetting. So maybe some slight doxing on the back end, seeing where the project is at, financials, all sorts of stuff. So basically we can put our stamp of approval on the project and basically publish a report so the community can view it in a central Discord hub to see whether or not they want to basically invest or purchase in NFT, because we want to avoid these mint and runs, or what we call rugs. They're not really rugs. They just kind of mint and disappear.
Yeah.
So that's part of it. So the central hub will essentially feed into a bunch of Discords. Will also build the Discords for them. And I say we, I'm not doing the project anymore. I'm handing it off to another team that'll be spearheading this. And essentially we'll have cookie cutter Discords. We'll build the Discords. We'll marshal all the resources, including marketing, like I said, roadmap, technicals, yada, yada, tokenomics, all that fun stuff.
Cool. What's it called again? What's the name of it?
It's called the NF Teams Launchpad. I can try to find it.
NF Teams Launchpad. All right.
NF Teams Launchpad. Yeah, I can cool. find it for you. But DeFi Jedi will be heading that up. Also, Alex and Gray from Lunar Loot's intern team, and then Ryan from my intern team as well. In addition to some others, I'm sure they'll be pulling them in. We have the framework and everything ready to go. We just didn't have the bandwidth to run it. So, that's kind of the idea behind it, but that is already here and launching soon.
Nice. It's kind of along the lines of what I've been thinking just now. So yeah, good to hear.
If you're interested, I can put you in contact with Jedi if you want to engage and contribute to that.
Yeah, for sure. I'm currently, at a not quite ready to jump on that just yet, you know, with my project. You know, it's quite an early stage, but definitely, you know, something I'd like to, you know, keep in mind. And yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I think we were in talks with a lot of the marketplaces as well, because right now they're focused on building their marketplaces. It's possible to like also kind of shoulder that the burden of vetting and kind of plug in like what they need, little nuances or questions or whatever the processes are. In terms of like what they're doing to kind of leverage our security and vetting layers to help them kind of weed out possible rugs, low quality projects, and also kind of expedite the onboarding and launch process through the different marketplaces. So that's also kind of been in the water supply as well.
And another thought with you know, with things like music, what would be good to be able to achieve is, you know, reach the normies, as we call them, you know, with the marketing, while incentivize the artist with, you know, awesome profits from DeFi, right? So that's, yeah. But yeah, I do like the sound of what you said. So I'll definitely keep that in mind and probably get in touch at some point.
Yeah. And I think this is just one of the reasons why we want to, you know, host these conversations and spur the discussion on. And why the NFTerra hackathon was born in the first place, because it's just so much easier to, you know, foster these conversations and, for example, these interactions, these connections between it, like builders like you right now, than it is on your own. Like, it needs a framework of sorts, and being so early, we can contribute to that framework quite easily right now, which is awesome. Yeah. And talking to you today has been absolutely incredible, but I'm with a very heavy heart. I will now have to usher us in the direction of ending this space slowly. So unless there are like last questions quickly, then Cyril, like you've had your hand up for a longer time. Would you like to have a couple more minutes?
Thanks. I wanted to actually move. Luke touched on something as I had my hand up, and it was what I had been hoping to get at, just an idea of people's thoughts on, which is user friendliness. Crypto is still a space, you know, because I've been in it for a while, I've become very comfortable with it. I think most of us on this call are very comfortable with the idea of an NFT and how to transact it. And we're talking about staking it for returns and utility and all these things. But Luke touched on the normies, and for us trying to bring a community of potentially dancers into crypto, it's about simplicity, right? Like, one of the things I loved about the Anchor protocol when I got on, and Terra in general, is it's quite, I mean, relatively compared to other chains that I've spent time on, it's quite simple. You get to Anchor. I think it took me 4 clicks to have some UST staked and earning a yield, right? You couldn't really go wrong, but so many platforms, that's difficult. It's a hard piece. So I'm just curious about people's thoughts on that integration. How does, or that the piece of the whole thing, like how and what is the direction that we take to simplify these things, to make them, you know, rather than even seeing the wallet or having to go sign and accept a transaction from your wallet, how does that get smoother and simpler?
Honestly, I think maybe a case of, you know, more apps where, you know, they utilize Terra in the background, on the back end, but to a normal user, they're more or less, you know, your average kind of an app you get on your mobile, right, or something like really easy to interact with. On ramp, off ramp, obviously that needs to be like super smooth. And yeah, I think that'd be the way to go in terms of like getting more people who are not in the crypto.
Yeah, that's again the beauty of Terra going with stablecoins first and foremost, is people are obviously going to be spending in their own home currencies, their home country currencies. So the suite of stable coins, we can work on abstracting away the signing of, you know, transactions and make wallets more usable for retail users. But for, you know, the basics are there for us to build upon.
Yeah, projects should take a look at, if you go to tor.us, take a look at Taurus. It's what Cash uses to onboard. So when you essentially just, it's a slight, you might consider it doxing. It's just like a Gmail sign in, and you get a you get an address essentially. I'd go take a look at that. I think a lot of platforms should look into it. I'm not saying that I'm looking into it, but maybe I am. Cool. But I just found about this yesterday talking to the Tick team, T-I-I-I-K. They're like an all-in-one solution. I'm not going to shill them, but they're super cool and I like them. But check out tor.us and that might answer some questions.
Cheers, will do.
Well, in that case, I think I will have to use this as my in to say that I think we have touched upon an excellent point tonight, and we will expand on these in the following spaces for sure. And we can consider having a brainstorming session even on onboarding and how NFTs can play a role in that, if any. And we are always open, you know, to different ideas on these spaces. As Jack said, these will be a regular thing from now on. So, you know, it's your conversation as much as ours. So we would love to hear from you. Just feel free to always jump into our DMs if you have any ideas and how to make these happen. And for now, thank you so much today for everybody who joined the conversation. If any of you are going to Miami, one of the reasons why we have to, you know, stop a bit earlier tonight is because we actually have to get packing and get on a plane tomorrow morning. Yes, if you are in Miami, hit us up. Let's meet. Let's talk. I'm so excited to meet some lunatics. And, well, I guess, hear you in the next space. And a short shout out to Intern Capital for recording this space and making it available soon on many platforms. And we will share that with you as well.
Yeah, cheers, everyone. Thanks for coming along tonight, especially the likes of Angel and also StarTerra. We really appreciate the time that you've taken up your day to join us here and discuss NFTs and DeFi.
Thank you for having us.
Cheers, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for checking out the Ether. Again, this was NFTerra Hackathon with TeFi and a whole bunch of other cool people from a bunch of cool projects chatting about NFT stuff. You can find this Twitter space and others on the Ether over at terraspaces.org, a subsidiary of intern.capital. We put the sir in service. Thanks for listening. Rolling down the street in my 6'4". I never had a 6'4". A kid can wish though. I snapped a wishbone and grabbed a fistful. Chilling with the dopey, this a weed is all I wish for. I'm feeling blissful. I got a missus. My ginger always down to ride no matter what the mission. I'm singing this song. Got a couple albums out. We do alright, but it ain't really shit to ride home about. Like to feed the fishbowl. Keep my stories mystical. I like my beats boom bapping rap to be lyrical. I'm feeling cynical. Craving a little ritual. Save my place in line while I try to find a mirror. I keep looking and looking and looking, but never find nothing. We've been lied to, thinking this surprise under super secret lies. Motherfuckers sneak inside, going dark now. Believe me when I say this shit is do or die. Going dark now, believe me when I say this shit is do or die. Going dark now, believe me when I say this shit is do or die. Trenches, trying to stay offensive. Trespassing here like this land looks expensive. Ain't no time like the present. Trying to stake a claim, just make sure your claim stays away from all these other claims. We're almost kinda running out of land here. Living in the day of the dead and it's damn weird. Same teams, y'all, we just trying to get a bite to eat. A little rest saved up, waiting for my time to sleep. Head down, middle fingers up, yo, I'm wide awake. Never hesitate to stay about 100 miles away. Seven time and space, while the wrecking ball the place. I expect you all to play, running marathons today. When the sick get sicker and the rich get richer. It might be about time to rearrange our dinner. Fix the system, the shit, it's all nixed. Waking up early, gonna suck today's. Going dark now, believe me when I say this shit is do or die. Going dark now, believe me when I say this shit is do or die.
Clark's a great guy, man. He's totally gonna take care of Angela, man. He's great. He's a wonderful lab partner, so it's gonna be cool. We'll keep an eye on her.
Why don't you go fuck yourself, you weird little prick?
I'm a teacher, okay? You can't talk to me like that, guy.
I'm not a student, so I can say whatever the fuck I want.
Terra Spaces.